If you or someone you love is interested in classical music, listen carefully. This program is for you. We will play for you some of the best known classical pieces and have you screaming for more in absolutely no time. My name is Arch and this is Archie's Archives. Planning these shows out in a completely different way. Instead of devoting each show to a single kind of music, even if there's a little variety in the items I feature, I'm going to set the show out in sections. I'm thinking of making the first quarter mostly classical music, and then the second quarter international and folk music, the third quarter popular music, and the last quarter curiosities and humor. That will be the plan in a sort of a general way, but I think for the sake of everyone's sanity, I should mix it up even in these broad sections. And on top of it all, I think there ought to be a sort of thread running through each show. This time, I'm thinking of featuring items that I have played before, but which didn't get heard as much as they deserve to be. From Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 24 in C minor is considered one of Mozart's greatest piano concertos and a favorite of Beethoven's. And you can hear why. I also include at the end a bit of the second movement, just so that in case you hear it somewhere else that you would know that this is the one. It doesn't really have a nickname, but it's the Piano Concerto No. 24 in C minor. Thank you. Now here's the promised bit of the second movement. Actually, I'm going to give you quite a large bit of it, and this is entitled Lago. Next on our list today is one of the most highly recognizable movements in the Baroque repertoire. It is a triple concerto for flute, violin, and harpsichord, and was one of the earliest concertos featuring the harpsichord as a solo instrument. In those times, that is roughly the time of Benjamin Franklin, say, the harpsichord was a sort of a background instrument. When Bach used one as a solo instrument, people were startled, we're told. Here's the Brandenburg Concerto No. 5 in D major, the first movement. Towards the end, there is almost 2.5 minutes of a pure harpsichord solo. This is kind of a crazy thing, even for that time. And harpsichord solos in the middle of a concerto for 2.5 minutes was very, very rare and almost never happened again. But I'm just warning you so that you can be prepared for this thing. You can go off and get yourself a cup of coffee or something.